We're back on the record, Ralph.
All right, we are back on the record. Do I have a motion to go back on the record?
This is Curtis. I motion to return to the record.
And I'll second.
Curtis makes a motion to go out back on the record. Cheryl seconds the motion. We'll do a roll call. Ralph Pittman, yay. Cheryl Stedman?
Yes.
Shane Yardley?
Yay.
Curtis Nielsen?
Yes.
Wendy Russin?
Yay.
Emily Hart Hayes?
Yes.
We are back on the record. A quorum of the board being present, the board has voted regarding the recommended findings and conclusions. Katrina, before we begin and with this, I would like to let you know the board has made a determination, but we'd like to thank you for being open and honest with us and what's going on and what has occurred in your life. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for taking that opportunity for you to get the help that you need and for your family to be there to support you, to help you get back in a better place, to be able to function as you would like to. At this time, let me go here and I will go through this. The board finds, bring this up here. The board finds the allegations supporting the notice of agency action to be factual in regarding to the allegations. Number one, respondent was licensed to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah on or about August 10th, 2021. As noted in Exhibit 3, verification of Utah licensure. Number two, on September 24th, 2024, respondent signed a stipulation in order in case number DOPPEL 2024-281, wherein respondent was found to have engaged in unprofessional conduct and respondent's license was placed on probation, subject to certain terms and conditions for a period of 5 years. Exhibit one, stipulation order, case number DOPPEL 2024-281. Among the terms and conditions, respondent was required to abstain from the use or consumption of drugs and alcohol and participate in testing protocol for drug and alcohol use per exhibit one, 91CJ. The testing protocol required respondent to contact the division's contracted testing agency, Spectrum Compliance, daily to verify whether she was required to submit a sample for testing, referred to herein as a check-in. In the event the testing agency provided no strain of check-in, respondent was required to report to designated testing site to submit a sample of testing. Respondent was required to meet with the board or division quarterly at such frequency as directed by the division and submit quarterly employee reports to the division. After signing the stip and order in case number DOPPEL 2024-281, respondent violated the terms and condition of her license's probation as follows. A, respondent missed every mandatory daily check-in from December 12, 2024 through February 18, 2024 in violation of paragraph 1 in violation of paragraph 91J of the stipulation order in case number DOPPEL 2024-281, which states respondent must call in to a designated phone number or check in via the internet or every day to determine respondent is required to provide a sample for drug or alcohol analysis. The respondent's 51 missed check-ins from December 12, 2024 through the expiration of respondent's license on January 31st, 2025. B, respondent failed to appear for drug and alcohol testing on January 8th and 17th and February 3rd and 12th of 2025 in violation of paragraph 91J of the stipulation order in case number DOPPEL 2024-281, which states respondent must provide samples, urine, blood, saliva, hair, or any other type of sample requested for alcohol and drug analysis, drug testing upon the request of the division. See Exhibit 2, Spectrum Compliance, Compliance Report for Katrina Marie Riddell for the period of 12/12/24 through 12/19/25. This represents two failures to appear for drug and alcohol testing from December 12, 2024 through the expiration of respondent's license on January 31, 2025. Five, on January 31, 2025, respondent's license expired while on probation. Six, grounds for denial of licensure or disciplinary proceedings in this state include when the licensee has engaged in unprofessional conduct as defined by statute and rule, Utah Code 58-1-4012A. Number seven, unprofessional conduct is further defined to include, in relevant part, violating any statute, rule, or order regulating a profession. ID 58-1-5012AI, and violating the terms and an order governing the license. ID 58-31B-5011XV. The board finds these findings to be accurate. At this time, we'll do a roll call in regards to the findings. Ralph Pittman, yay. Cheryl Stedman.
Yay.
Shane Yardley.
Yay.
Curtis Nielsen.
Yay.
Wendy Russin.
Yay.
Emily Hart Hayes.
Yay.
The board makes the following recommendation. The respondent has been found having to have engaged in the acts, practice, and omission as aligned herein, that by engaging in the above acts, practices, and omission, respondent has been found to have engaged in unprofessional conduct and violated the terms and conditions of a probationary license as alleged herein, and that an order be issued to A, revoke respondent's license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah for a period of 5 years, B, requiring respondent to voluntarily submit to drug and alcohol testing for a year prior to submitting an application for license to practice as a registered nurse in Utah. C, requiring respondent to complete a substance use disorder and mental health evaluation and physical evaluation with division approved licensed providers within 60 days preceding the reapplication, which clearly indicate respondent can safely resume practice as a registered nurse. And D, imposing such other sanctions as the division director deems just and appropriate under Utah Code 58-1-4012A, and E, that the respondent attend weekly AA meetings 6 months before replying for relicensure. We'll do a roll call in regards to the recommendations for relief. Ralph Pittman, yay. Cheryl Stedman. You're on yay. Mute, Cheryl.
Yay.
Shane Yardley.
Yay.
Curtis Nielsen.
Yay.
Wendy Russin.
Yay.
Emily Hart Hayes.
Yay.
The division is instructed to prepare proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law, presenting the board's recommendations to the division director. Ms. Riddell, you will receive a copy of the director's final order once it's issued. Do either party have any questions regarding this matter? Ms. Riddell, do you have any questions regarding this matter and the recommendations from the board?
No.
Does the state have any questions regarding this matter or recommendations?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Riddell, for meeting with us at this time. You will, as it was mentioned earlier, you will receive notification of final decision once the director has reviewed everything.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we wish you the best as you proceed forward, Mr. Dell, in your recovery and getting back to what you normally were.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks for meeting with us today.
Okay, so am I able to leave then?
You're able to leave, Mr. Dell. We're done with your hearing. You'll receive that final notification as far as the decision once the director has reviewed everything.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thank you. All right. It looks like our next informal hearing is not until 11:45. I have 11:23. Let's go off the record and everybody please come back at around 11:40 so we can get ready for our final informal hearing for today.
All right.